841.
You all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just need to turn my headphone volume back up. Couldn't hear myself. 841.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. According to the Labor Department announcement last Friday, U.S. America added a net 200,000 jobs in December. Think any of those might be part-time? I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
No.
We'll just see. What's kind of interesting is if you look at the unemployment rate by demographic, and they don't ever do that. See, they don't break that stuff out for you very often. No, not ever, but not very often. So let's look at that. The unemployment rate for adult men is down to 8% in December.
Mm-hmm.
The jobless rate for adult women, 7.9%. So that's fairly close. Teenagers, 23%. Whites, 7.5%. Blacks, 15.8%. Hispanics, 11%. Didn't show much change. So just showing you, as we get on down the road toward the election, that one number is interesting, but maybe digging down there and seeing the demographics that go with it would be rather telling as well.
And it no better over in Europe, boys, I'm just letting you know.
Well, according to the unemployment numbers released on Friday, they've got a thing called Eurostat, which does unemployment figures across the 17 Eurozone countries.
Uh-huh.
They're at 10.3%, which is a new record, by the way.
Oh, my.
Get this. Spain, okay, the country, 22.9. I said 22.9. We're talking out of every 100 people, 23 of them don't have a job. Not too good. Generally, Germany remained the strong person, if you will. They went down to 8.1%. They had been at 9.1%. But as a whole, things are not going well over there in the EU either. So just it's a worldwide problem. We're going to get to feel it a little bit more. Marketers are backing down from coupons. Coupons? Not going to be as many coupons out there. You know why? Because we didn't turn them in. If you don't turn the coupons in, then people quit putting the coupons out there. Because you know what that tells you?
What?
That they're willing to pay full price.
Are they just lazy?
Well, but they're willing to pay full price. See? I mean, why would I give 7 cents off of, well, they don't do 7 cents, but why would I give you 30 cents off Kraft macaroni and cheese if you won't get up off your butt and go clip the coupon and bring it to the store? I mean, I'm losing 30 cents a box if I do that.
Well, it's not like nobody's using coupons.
But, yeah, but not
but
enough.
Maybe they think they're not enough to pay for the advertising,
there
right?
There you go. So they're not going to do that.
Yeah. Well.
The New York City Opera, we were just talking about them boys, remember, during the break.
Oh, well, off the air.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right. It's our opera, off-the-air opera segment.
Might not have a season this year.
Why?
The management has locked out the orchestra and the chorus over contract.
Somebody called the NFL. They know how to solve these things.
They do. The musicians reject. Well, they all need to dress in turtlenecks and go to hotels and talk, right?
Or the NBA. They could, you know, have only 66 concerts this year.
Musicians. Yeah. Musicians spend a lot of money, but they make a lot of money. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Okay. So with that going on.
We'll talk about it.
It's a cleansing breath.
In fact, the annual salary for the orchestra would drop from $40,000 to about $5,000. Whoa!
Per piccolo player?
The average.
Yeah.
That's
$5,000?
For 40.
Well, 40 grand in New York's not much.
No, I mean, and you know what?
Is that per concert or for the season?
Well, no, it says here for two productions.
Oh, for two productions?
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's barely cab fare to the arena there, you know?
I guess, if you got a junior high piccolo player over there in New Jersey, you may want to go across the river.
That's right. He'd do it for $5,000.
Maybe your chance.
You're looking for a bassoonist.
See how that works. An Australian woman miraculously survived after her cord snapped during a bungee jump over crocodile-infested waters.
Yeah. Yeah. In Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Erin Langworth, 22 years old, amazing she's still alive, had to swim through rapids with her feet still tied after the thing broke.
And swim fast.
I don't know who used to own that company.
But it's Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah, that's
if she
right.
wins anything, yeah. Mugabe will probably get it.
Yeah.
He's
right.
crooked as a dog's hind leg.
Of course, again, I'm not exactly sure why you want to be doing that anyway, but if you choose to, remember bad things can happen.
So you survive the bungee cord malfunction.
Yeah.
And does that make you more daring or less daring? Because to me, if it happens, it's going to be one extreme or the other. You're either going to become a recluse living, you know, you're going to put yourself in a bubble to try and protect yourself, or you're going to think, hey, when it's my time, let's go.
I forget the name of the book, but Clip Howard was telling me about a book that someone had gone through an air disaster, had survived an airplane crash. From 20 years ago, I think the only person, I don't remember the exact details of it, but a situation where they were awake as the whole thing happened, or a parachute didn't open, something like that from 15,000 feet, and they survived it. And this person only now is coming forward and writing a book. And it took them 20 years to kind of process through that. I'm thinking, and I said, when you talk to them, ask them what they dream about, you know? We do all that stuff. You know, we can dream out that treacherous stuff in our basically safe lives. If that kind of stuff really happens to you, what do you end up dreaming about then after
right.
that? We'll see. I'm sure she'll probably be on all sorts of shows or something if, again, she chooses to do that. And it's almost time for our pop culture quiz.
I studied last night.
Did you? Okay, well, coming up in a minute.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
All right, well, we're going to have a little bit of rain today and maybe some cold weather coming around because it is that time of year. ABC Home and Commercial Services wants to remind you that this is the time of year when those critters that are out there want to come inside. They're looking for better, a more hospitable format, a place to live, an environment, and you know what? It may be inside your home or your garage or some sort of an outbuilding. Anyway, places where you don't want them. And because ABC Home and Commercial Services has been doing this kind of work for decades, they know how those critters get into those places where you don't want them. They know how to kill the ones that are already in there and make sure that you don't get revisited. So call them for that. Also remember, too, that if you want a lawn that's going to look good this spring, you need to be doing some lawn service. In fact, ABC is coming out to my house in about a week to do the next step to continue to have your lawn looking the way that you want. So you can give them a call either to keep those bugs out or get your lawn looking good or both. 361-0500, 361-0500 for ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com as well. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion? Like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, it's time now for our quiz. We call it Jethro Trivia. It's pop culture and recent current events. Today, it's teenage inventors. So here we go. A 13-year-old whiz kid is sparking scientific debate by creating a tree-like device that does what? A, makes maple syrup. B, makes oxygen and shade. C, collects solar energy. D, creates affordable housing for squirrels.
God, I was already ready to go. You can always, after ABC, I was already to go with D.
Yeah, you can always cast them out. Yeah,
okay. I'm going to go with the B.
B would be makes oxygen and shade.
I'm going to go with C about the solar thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh.
Innovative 13-year-old Aiden Dwyer developed a new way to create solar energy in a tight space by arranging small panels like leaves on a tree. Math wonks have debunked his initial calculations, but the kiddo maintains his arrangement, what?
Wonk.
Is more effective. And after all, don't you think math wonk?
Wonk.
After all, who's he? Oh, he's a math wonk. He's a math wonk. Oh, so while we're talking about energy and stuff, see this on Friday, Japan announced they will shut down all nuclear plants after 40 years of use. See, you know, things didn't go well at the Fukushima, okay?
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that they're going to bring new ones online?
Many of the countries, I'm sure if Greenpeace has their way, that won't happen.
No. Many of the country's 54 nuclear reactors are nearly 40 years old, including the one at Fukushima, which was built in 1967. The government has already decided to shut that one down that has six reactors. But under the expected legislation to introduce the 40-year limit, only six of Japan's plants would remain open the coming years. You know, I'm just going to tell you, you can't really be shutting down. If you got 54 plants, you can't shut down all but six and expect the country to do well with that. They're going to have to come up with some other plan. I know they'll buy oil. How's that?
Yeah.
That'll work. Exactly. Michigan church offering salvation, sermons, and tattoos. The Flint Journal reports the Bridge Church just opened a tattoo parlor inside the chapel. The Reverend Steve Bentley says it's all part of the church's mission to offer an unconventional approach for people who have never felt comfortable at a traditional house of worship. End quote. Bentley says churchgoers can get him a tat in a clean environment while still sticking to their moral code. This means the church tattoo artists won't give tattoos that glorify drugs, gangs, or the devil. So, there you go. If you're not happy in the conventional church environment, you can go to the Bridge Church near Flint, Michigan, get yourself tatted up, and go ahead and leave a little something in the plate.
Yeah. Please do that.
Yeah. Scientists have created the first genetic modified monkey from the cells of six different animals. You see
all
that?
Right. No.
You talk about a split personality. That can't be a happy monkey. But
no happy monkey here.
No. See that right there? That is not a happy monkey.
I've seen a lot of monkeys in my time. That one is not happy. But while we're talking about that, it could be worse. It could be worse because, behold, we have the latest agricultural criminal. That's right. It's a goat-riding monkey. A Chinese farmer claims a goat-riding monkey keeps sneaking onto his land to steal his vegetables. They work together, according to the farmer named Yi Xu. He says the pair...
Well, it's like your opinion, man.
Yes. Sneak into his field nearly every day and raid the crops and eat some and damage others, and then they sneak off like a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Says the animals are owned by a nearby circus. But the circus is there all the time? Is that what it is? Anyway, says that they've been pilfering for the last 2 weeks. Said they've got the system down. Apparently the monkey stands on the goat's back to see if the coast is clear. And if the monkey sees that anybody is working in the field, he rides in on the goat and starts eating and, quote, causing trouble. Spokesman for the circus apologizes. Whoa! And has compensated him. So it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. We have a goat riding
It's true.
Get Bob Will Walters.
Mortgage business is always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The landmark 500th episode of The Simpsons, now scheduled for Sunday, February the 19th. It'll have the family getting evicted from their home in Springfield.
Oh, no.
And living with a bunch of people who live off the grid outside of town. To mark the episode, Fox is hoping that somebody will break the Guinness World Record for continuous TV watching, which is just over 86 hours. They want somebody to stay up all the way through the entire series of The Simpsons to date. That's 183 hours if you figure they're 22 minutes per episode. So there you go.
Worst episode ever.
There you go.
In honor of the caller who was talking about Comic Book Guy.
Right? Yeah. The Simpsons.com. I guess you can do that, huh? Wow. You could go see all The Simpsons episodes. Huh. That wouldn't change you to the world, would it? Would that change your outlook on things in the world? Yeah,
it would. I think it would be evident of evidence that is of some psychosis, perhaps.
Yeah.
If you did that in the first place.
Possibly so. Okay, let's see on this date in history.
I love this part.
1993, responding to a sensor alarm, Mission Control at Cape Canaveral scolded Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts to please remember to put down the toilet seat. 1993.
Nice.
On this date also.
I just can't have nice
that's
things.
That's right. Also on this date in 1993 when German bank robber Rolf Gorlick called to complain that the newspaper had made a mistake in reporting his robbery. Reporters taped the conversation. Police recognized his voice and they went and arrested him. And in 2006, a great day for Jimmy Dickens.
Oh, what is
the Phantom of the Opry surpassed the record set by Cats as the longest running show on the Broadway. He's still waiting for the call. All them people got that part, and I don't have it. They got companies going from coast to coast. I still ain't got to play it. Anyway, you got a minute. Well, we got plenty of stuff.
Well, there you go. Big fans of the Community can breathe easy now. NBC is not canceling the show. It wasn't on the mid-season schedule, so a lot of the fans were kind of concerned about that. And Marissa Hargitay is staying with Law and Order SVU or SUV. She's right where her
SVU.
Yeah, SVU.
Because the money's good.
That's good. And it was a devil.